Really nothing new to report on the roster. Had a good couple days here, got started. Today will certainly add a new dynamic with pads. So there'll be a few more things in play, a little bit of live contact. So, we'll go out there this afternoon and, hopefully have a good practice. So we'll take some questions here and we'll go from there.
What do you hope to learn about your players once they put pads on as opposed to the last couple days?
Sure. I think the first few days or when you're in shells or even in the mini camps, the big emphasis is the individual techniques, the fundamentals as it pertains to your position, playing on your feet. Obviously, when you put the pads on, you start to get into the physical dynamic of the game, and that certainly comes into play, whether it's in a running game, hat and hand placement on the offensive line, playing with a good technique defensively, shedding blocks, getting off of blockers, et cetera, being able to handle contact if you're a receiver in the secondary when the ball arrives. So, and more than anything, just the sheer weight of the pads. I mean, it's different than anything we've done to this point. So I think you have to get yourself, your body acclimated to having the pads and then the speed that goes along with it. So, there's just another jump that you take relative to what you've done during the off season, just training wise, then the mini camps, and then obviously here into training camp. Yeah, it's evolving. I think it's really specific to your team and how you put your team together. So there's a certain profile that one team may look at relative to another team. So I think it's really team specific, and it's just relative to how you put your team together and the things that you're going to do, whether it's offensively, defensively, or the kicking game, and having players that fit that certain profile. I know it's something that we talked about last year. We've gone through on a yearly basis and just looked at what's come into the league, what's playing in the league, and looked at some of our standards, height, weight, speed standards that relates to the scouting scale, and so that we're somewhat current with what's playing in the league. So
on the defensive side, you look at maybe we have to face the Packers or the Saints, and they're going to be rolling out 3 or 4 receivers, and our linebackers are going to have to be able to run with this guy or that guy. I mean, how much do you take into account what your opponents are going to be doing on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, and you're going to be facing different teams and different offenses on a weekly basis. What one team does one week is certainly different than what a team does the other week. So part of it is it's such a game plan specific and a game plan oriented team. So you have a certain profile and a certain way that you put your team together. And then when you get into the actual game planning, the dynamics of the opponent, it's really specific to what the team does, whether they're a big 21 team, whether they're a big 11 team, are they more 12? So you just fit the pieces in place based on what you're going to be facing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, understanding that you'll probably be a multiple defense that does a variety of things on a week-to-week basis. What would you say the base is that you're teaching the players at this time?
Really, the biggest thing is just the fundamentals and individual techniques as it relates to their position. Whether it's a cornerback, playing with your feet underneath you, jamming a receiver, rerouting receivers, running vertically with receivers down the field, safeties reading a quarterback, breaking on the football. So really, I think the emphasis right now is just working on your individual techniques as it pertains to your individual position, whether it's offensively or defensively.
If you were to get into like a 3-4, 4-3 discussion, would it be accurate to say this is still a 3-4 base defense team?
I'd say we've been a multiple team for a long time around. For as long as I've been with the Patriots, I mean, we've been a multiple defensive team, and it's really specific to the opponent that we're playing. Some weeks you might have more of an emphasis on one thing. Another week you might have more of an emphasis on another. So I think the most important thing that you're trying to do in training camp is put your foundation in place, a lot of the principles and the communication and those types of things, and then you gradually build. I mean, really, we've probably defensively, played just some basic coverages to this point. So the most important thing of training camp is just building your foundation, and then the more practices that you have, the more components that you add into play relative to what the offense might be doing. So,
any updates on either Ryan Waters or Andre Carter?
I don't have any updates at this point. Really no change from where we were the other day, as Bill mentioned.
On Waters, can you find him for him not reporting?
I mean, I think any decision that we make on a player, we'll keep that internal. I think there are rules. Every team has certain rules in place that are in compliance with, what's been approved by the league. So we follow the letter of law with that regard, and we'll handle everything internally.
Would I be accurate to say, though, if he's under contract and he's not here,
I mean, there's multiple interpretations. I'm not going to get into the exact details of it, but, I mean, our stance and where we are hasn't changed from where we were the other day.
How would you characterize the depth of this team?
I'd say it's should be a competitive camp. I'd say we've brought some players in from other teams during the offseason that have experience playing, so you sort of supplement that with the players that you have in place. The hope is that you're trying to build a competitive roster, you know, 1 through 90 or 1 through 89, wherever you are. Last year, going back, I think from where we started in training camp and then where we ended up there at the beginning of September, I think there was 12, 13, or 14 players that were in our training camp that ended up on other rosters for week one of the NFL season. So in the end, we're going to have to release, you know, 35 to 40 players at some point here along the way, and there's a good chance that there's a fair amount of them that are going to be playing in the league somewhere. So I think the most important thing, you're trying to build depth across position, try to create as much competition as possible, and just let that play itself out. And in the end, the players are going to determine ultimately what their role is going to be on the team. Right, I think really just generally speaking, when you're building your football team, the versatility component certainly comes into play, because you really have X amount of players that maybe they do one thing particularly well, and then you're going to have another group of players that is going to, they're going to be role players for you, and those players are critically important to your team. So if they're in a specific role and the more multiples they can handle, whether it's in a kicking game, whether it's in pass coverage, whether it's run defense, then it's going to enhance their ability to, you know, to get on the field. I mean, Troy Brown's, he's out of practice the other day. I mean, there's probably not a better example of a versatile football player, really, in all three phases of the game. So not everybody can do that. You try to figure, you start with a foundation. You introduce some concepts and some different things and see who can handle what. Maybe one player can handle more relative to another. So that's just part of putting the team together and seeing who can handle what. Sure.
When do you know when a guy is, especially as a rookie, knows enough to kind of take that next step?
Sure. I think the further you get into camp and then you start to play in some of the preseason games, when you've essentially installed your package, whether it's defensively or offensively, I mean, the bulk of it's like 85-90% of whatever you're going to do goes in by the time we play the first game. So certain players learn at different rates, and it's really whether or not they can take – because really, what you start, let's just say day one of training camp or the first day in pads, okay, the installation goes in, you go out there, you practice that, you make the corrections, you come back the next day, and then there's going to be another installation that goes in. So are they able to retain the information that they had the previous day? Can they carry that over when you add multiples in? So it's a matter of how the player handles that, and if the player can handle more, then you can give him more. If he can't handle as much, then you give him less, and you just try to find that balance between giving the player too much and letting them also go out there and be able to play and execute at an optimum level.
Can you talk about Wilson's role at this point, what you've seen
him so far? Yeah, I think everybody's kind of in the same boat. We've been out there a few days. We're rolling different players through, whether it's the defensive backfield, the defensive line. So at this point, I think everybody's sort of at the same stage. And like I said, the most important thing is just trying to build a foundation and fine-tune your individual techniques so that when you get into a team setting that you can actually execute those at a high level in a game situation. I'm not sure if he'll be out there today, but we'll see. We'll take it day by day. Sure. I mean, I think any player that we bring into the program, we bring them in because we feel that they're going to be competitive on our team. So the roster is constantly changing, constantly evolving. And you guys have been around the league enough to know things can happen in a heartbeat. So we're always monitoring that. I mean, we stay in contact with different players, different agents throughout the course of the spring and the summer. I mean, we've worked out a number of players from May up until this point. So you really take it day by day, see how practice goes, see how the team is faring, and then make the decision there. So some decisions happen quickly, some take a little bit longer. So we'll just go out there and see how it goes. Pardon me? I mean, there's a lot of players that we work out during the course of the year. So we take all the information that we have in-house that we've compiled, and we try to utilize that and make the best decision we can. Possibly. What's wrong with 35? You got something against that? No, I mean, I think, you know, Tom's like a lot of players. He's had a good offseason. He's come in. I think the most important thing that we're all in the same spot. You're trying to establish your foundation. You're sort of trying to get comfortable with everything. Putting the pads on today, that's going to be different for the quarterbacks. So, I mean, he's come in. He's worked hard. You know, he's a lot of experience. You know, so I think we're going to go out there and just try to improve. Everybody's going out there with the same goal in mind to try to improve each day. Well, I think there's a lot of things that go into that position, a quarterback position in general. It's ball placement, it's accuracy, it's arm strength, it's altering your ball speeds, how does he move in the pocket, you know, just having pocket awareness. I mean, those are all things that you can work on during the offseason with that position. When the bullets start flying, that's when you start to see whether or not what you've worked on in the offseason actually can become second nature and do that. So, I mean, the quarterback position in general, there's so many different things that go into play. And I would say even, you know, when you get to the coverage aspect, I mean, basically we've been in one or two coverages, so the quarterbacks really haven't seen that much. So, okay, when you start to disguise the coverage, how's he going to react to that? Is he going to see the read? Is he going to see the safeties? Is he going to be able to make the proper adjustments? So there's a lot of things that go into that position in general. So I think you try to focus on maybe one thing each day, and once you sort of master that or feel comfortable with that, and then you can move on to the next thing.
Is that a problem area with him right now, reading defenses? Like you said, the coverage is pretty simple, and it looks like he's having trouble doing that already.
I'm talking about the quarterback position in general. There's a lot of dynamics that go into play. I mean, I think all three quarterbacks that we have in this system are pretty smart guys, and, you know, being coached by a pretty good coach. So, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. The most important thing is we're trying to look for improvement. And I think those guys have made improvement from where they were last year, where they were in the off season, to where they are now. And you just hope that that progression continues.
Specifically with Mallett, obviously his improvement rate's not going to be the same as 4 years of Brady. So how do you judge that? What constitutes improvement?
Well, I think they're going to have ample opportunity here in the preseason, so we'll get a good gauge. I mean, really, until you're out there playing, you know, live, you know, in a preseason, you know, you can practice is important and it's critical, and that's what we have to go on now. But once we get into the preseason games, they're going to have ample opportunity, and then we'll see what they can do. Yeah, I mean, I think Bill can probably speak to that just in terms of the teams and why we do it. But I think what you get out of that, after a certain point in training camp when you're going against the same people, I don't want to say it gets a little bit monotonous, but, you know, you're looking for another challenge or something else. And I think as a team, it just sort of rejuvenates you a little bit. I mean, there's a certain element of competition, you know, that, and the speed increases just that much more when you're playing against it. I think your competitive juices and competitive nature starts to flow. But it's another way to look at, okay, there's no better way to learn about the team that you're about to play in a preseason than to practice against them. So, you know, it's whether it's personnel, whether it's schematically something that they may do that you don't maybe see from your defense or your offense, so you can actually teach it, coach off of it, correct it, talk about it in the meetings, and then move on. Because essentially that's what's going to happen once a regular season rolls around, because whoever we play, each week is going to be different. So being able to handle that, how quickly we can adjust, I mean, I think those are some of the things that you can get out of a joint practice. It just gives you a little bit more, I'd say, firsthand knowledge. You can see the players practice live as opposed to just evaluating them in a preseason tape, which we'll go through and watch every game. But you get to see them in an individual drill. Maybe you could look at their movement relative to somebody else at their position on your team. So it just gives you an opportunity to look at more players and just see them a little bit more up close and personal. You know what, Mike, it really hasn't changed all that much, because the reality is you're probably anywhere 80 to 85 in years past just the way that it was, and you're moving guys off. So I'd say at any point you probably are going to end up having 70, 75 guys out in the field that are practicing. There's going to be some players that aren't practicing. So it really hasn't changed philosophically how we put the roster together.
Final question? Any common threads from the
assess the group as a whole?
Our team? You know, I think it's a good group. They've sort of indoctrinated themselves into the program to this point. I think they're trying to learn. You know, when they come into a situation where there's a lot of guys that have been here to play a lot of football, so you have to come in and sort of, you know, earn their respect and find your role. And I think to this point, most of those guys have done that. So we'll see how it all shakes out here over the next few weeks. Thanks, guys.